Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Crazy Patty?
Hi, Drew. How are you?
I'm good, Crazy Patty. Are you calling for Take It Back Thursday?
Yeah.
All right. What do I have to take back?
Well, you remember that time when you just came back off the cruise and I said, oh, thanks for coming in, and because I love to listen to you.
Thank you.
And I appreciated it.
Thank you.
And then you sort of made fun of me, and I was hurt. I know I'm too sensitive, but that's because I'm bipolar. But, you know.
What did I say that hurt your feelings, just so I know, what to take back, if anything?
You said, well, I don't do anything on this show anyway. All I do is sit here and talk, so, you know, I can come in and work at any time.
Well, that's true. All I do is sit and talk. I don't do any physical labor. I don't lift anything.
I know, but you had to drive, right? You had to drive from the airport
to
your house.
Just so we're on the same page, it hurt your feelings that I said I really don't have to do anything strenuous for this job. All I have to do is come in and talk.
She wants you to apologize to yourself.
Do you want me to apologize to me for hurting my feelings, for underselling what I do here?
Oh, no, it isn't like that. It isn't like that. It just made me feel like a fool that I brought up the subject. Get it?
No, I don't think I get it.
You made her feel like a fool, Drew.
Well, what a fool believes, Soul Brother Kevin. Listen, I appreciated your concern for me, but I think I was just letting you know, you thanked me for coming in, and I think I said to you, well, sure, I'm going to come in. It's really not that big a deal to come in and talk, even after 3-4 days out at sea.
Now you're doing it again.
Because I don't, it's not like they make me come in and run laps around the building or anything. I just have to come in, sit down, and chat with people.
Yeah, but you were partying and drinking, right?
Oh, I know. Yeah, no, I was. Believe me, it was. It was mentally taxing to come in. But if it hurt your feelings that I said that it wasn't that big of a deal for me to come in, then certainly
it wasn't that big of a deal. I really wasn't hurt that much. I'm very tough, you know.
Patty, it was certainly lovely speaking with you, as always.
One more thing, Drew. I'm 99% homosexual, but I'm 1%. I could go for women.
Okay, now I think she's a bit.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Tom, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, Drew, how you doing, partner?
I think my brain just exploded. I take back everything. This is a very strenuous job.
I was just listening to that last conversation.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, when you're talking about the McDonald's takedown, I'm an ex-bounty hunter.
Okay.
I agree with you that it was a bad judgment call.
Right.
To do it at the McDonald's drive-thru.
Okay.
But, again, it's $20,000, and we had to do what we had to do. Now, from what I heard, the gun went off, according to Bill Bosman, when they bumped the car or whatever, and he says the gun went off. Now, that's far-fetched, but it could have been handled better, in my opinion, somewhere else.
Sure.
And it was a bad judgment call.
Okay, so you agree, even though the guy was owed $20K, look, if somebody owes me $20K, I'm gonna get him wherever I can get him too.
Mm-hmm.
But doing it in a very public place in a McDonald's drive-thru. Then again, the person who got shot knew that they had a felon who jumped bond in their back seat. So was it really an innocent person who got shot?
Well, now felons get hungry too.
even if the person was innocent and didn't know, obviously we think different. But still, again, not the proper place to do it. I've done it, man, many times, and bad judgment call.
Why'd you get out of it, if I may ask?
Pardon?
Why'd you get out of the bounty hunting profession?
To be honest with you, it's high risk.
Oh.
High risk. I mean, we
you might shoot somebody in the drive-thru.
Yeah, yeah, or, you know, you're tracking down people with nothing to lose.
Yeah, we wore bulletproof vests and all, but man, I'll tell you, man, it's just not worth it. You got to come home back to your family, and people, these criminals, they don't care about shooting cops. Imagine civilians.
Yeah. You know? A good point, man.
It's just not worth it, man.
Glad
it's
you got out of it safely, bruh, and thank you. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. John, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Very well. Thank you. Yourself?
Absolutely great.
Good.
I love the show.
Thank you.
Just wanted to let you know what had happened. This is all, again, speculation, but
sure.
Someone I know, what they advised me was they were following the girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and they had a passenger, the girl, on the front seat. They were trying to see if he was in the backseat. They couldn't confirm that because they had tinted windows. So they were following him. When they finally went to the McDonald's drive-thru, and they were able to actually drive around, they were able to look through the front windshield because that's where the actual car was, you know, positioned, where they can actually see finally as opposed to the side or the back window.
Right.
And they saw the actual, felon in the backseat. So when they confirmed, hey, that's him,
right.
That's when they actually took the action because they didn't want to delay any further as far as possibly them getting away or something to that effect. So when they actually were able to confirm that he was in the backseat, that's when they immediately took down or did the takedown. So that's the reason why it was at a McDonald's drive-thru.
All right, I get that.
I thought it was when he rolled the window down and said, hey, y'all forgot my apple pie.
My fish filet.
Right, right. Dude probably popped up. Yeah. He's like, don't forget my order, too. And then, oh, my God, quarter pound with cheese. Get him. So, yeah, I mean, it's easy for us to armchair quarterback it and look at it and go, we would have done something differently. Personally, I can't imagine ever being in a position where I'm going to be a bail bondsman or a bounty hunter. I'd be like Boba Fett's bounty hunter, and like my car would be made to look like Boba Fett's spaceship.
So they can see you coming from a mile away.
Oh, yeah, I guess discretion would be a good. See, this is why I'm not a bail bondsman.
What it do, my peeps? Welcome to the Drew Garabo Live, a hidden cut of the day. Enjoy.
Time for a little game we call It's Okay, It's Not Okay. Today involves the private life of producer Nikki. She's been good enough to grant us permission to talk about it publicly.
It's okay.
It's okay for you to talk about it publicly, or you think what happened is okay?
I think what happened's okay.
We'll be the judge of that, young lady, as soon as we play.
It's time for another round of
It's Okay, It's Not Okay.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Me too. Nikki, you're in a new relationship. I'm sure you knew this already.
Yes, I'm in it.
How long have you been seeing each other?
4 months.
4 months.
Thank you. Longest relationship ever.
Congratulations.
It's your first one, isn't it?
It is.
First real relationship.
Yes.
Ever?
Ever. I've never put a label or anything on it.
Okay.
Before.
And the subject of today's It's Okay, It's Not Okay is the fact that a mere 2 months into your relationship, what happened?
I said, I love you.
Now, you said it first.
Yeah. I was drunk. It's okay.
Now, give us the circumstances in which you said ILY.
We were at a bar. I was talking to one of our mutual friends. I had quite a few drinks in me at that point, and I told my friend Raymond that I love him, or I love Mike, and can I tell him? And he's like, not when you're drunk, not right now. Well, Mike got a little jealous of Raymond and I talking. He's like, what are you guys talking about? Like, do you want me to give you guys space? I was like, no, stupid, I love you. And he told me he's loved me since the first day he met me. Boom. It's still okay.
It's okay.
So it's okay or it's not okay? 2 months in to drop the 1-4-3. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
What did he tell you again after you told him that you loved him?
He's loved me since the first day he met me.
That is so friggin' sweet.
Is that even possible?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe in love at first sight.
You do?
Yeah.
You don't even believe in love.
I do too.
Oh, I thought you were anti-love.
No, he's anti-other things.
Yeah. I'm anti-marriage, but I'm not anti-love. No, I'm pro-love, and I've fallen in love at first sight. I've like met someone and gone, God, you know?
That's lust though.
No. We also talked like through text and on the phone before we met finally in person.
How'd that happen?
Well, we got set up through friends.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. So 2 months in, it's okay or it's not okay to drop the I love you bomb.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's not okay.
It's definitely okay.
It's not okay.
Yeah.
Seth says it's not okay. Why not?
Man, you don't know anybody in 2 months.
You don't know them.
I guess it's okay to say. It doesn't matter. Nothing changes after you say it. But I don't think you fully know anybody after 2 months.
Do we ever really fully know anybody?
I think you get to know somebody more and more each day.
I think every relationship's different, and it's hard to gauge what's happened between those two people in 2 months.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I knew how I felt about him after 2 months.
Exactly. Right?
And maybe your version of love will evolve through time.
Yeah.
What does it feel like when you're not with him?
I hate you so much. Like, when, in the beginning, when I missed him, my body hurt a little bit. Like, it yearned to be with him. It
body
was weird.
Hurts.
Okay.
I know it sounds so dumb, but that's how it was. Like, I missed him so much that I wanted to be with him.
You guys should move in together.
It's not okay.
We are. We're planning on it.
Wait, 4 months in, you're planning to move in together?
We're planning to move in together in May.
December, January, February, March, April, May. So you've known each other. We'll have known each other for less than a year. And you're going to move in together.
Yeah.
Rushing a little bit, huh?
Do you want to change this now? Is it okay to move in or?
No, I would rather keep it with the I love you after 2 months. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Is it okay to say I love you after only 2 months of knowing someone?
Especially when you're drunk.
Hello, it is Drew Garabo Live. Who's this?
Hi, Drew. This is Brittany calling. How are you?
Hey, Brittany. I'm doing great. Thank you. How's your day?
Hey, it's going great so far, but I just wanted to comment and tell Nikki that it's okay.
It's okay.
Do you believe in love at first sight, Brittany, or should I walk by you again?
I just want to tell a quick story.
Please.
When my boyfriend and I first started dating, we actually started out as coworkers, and he told me that he was falling in love with me. I think it was maybe like 2.5-3 months after we dated, and I responded back saying, I can't say it back because I don't know your credit score.
Oh, my God. So you have to know somebody's credit score before you can tell them I love you.
It would help maybe, but that wasn't the deciding factor, and we're actually coming up on our 3-year wedding anniversary. So.
Well, congratulations to the two of you. May you have long-lasting happiness and success together.
Well, Drew, you know they say romance without finance is a damn nuisance.
That's what they say, all right. 727-579-1025. Ross on the Twitter machine says it's not okay. I dropped I love you 2 months in. Less than 5 years later, I'm almost divorced.
That's his relationship.
Sure.
He doesn't know how she feels about this guy and how they feel about each other.
Her body aches.
But that's the name of the game today, is to judge Nikki based off of what she's told us so far.
Yeah. Hey, Donna, it's okay or it's not okay? Donna?
Yes, it's okay.
It's okay.
Tell us why.
It's just however you feel, you feel. I mean, when it hits you, it hits. 727-579-1025.
Sorry, I couldn't hear one more cliche.
It just sounded like we were bothering her.
However you feel is how you feel. Okay. 800-771-1025 and 727-579-1025. April, it's okay or it's not okay?
It is totally okay.
It's okay.
Just to say, I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years, and we basically lived together before we were even together. But I said I love you super early, and it's developed over time, but it's still okay.
Did he say it back to you the first time you said it to him?
The first time I said it, I kind of like slipped. We were putting up the Christmas tree, actually, like 2 years ago, and I was just like, oh, ha, I love you, kind of like slip, and then a week later, he said it back, so.
So it took him a week to kind of marinate on it and think?
I mean, I slipped it, and then I said it again, so, you know,
I got you. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the call. I won't say who. I have a direct message from a friend of mine who's going through a situation with her better half. And she said, to be in the delusional love goggles phase, insert gun emoticon.
Oh. Well,
I'm okay with what I did.
Sure,
I approve
you
of
should
it.
Be. I mean, you're the only one who knows your life.
Does your does your body ache right now since you're not with your man?
No, I mean, I saw him 2 days ago, but I miss him.
How long does it take usually for the body to start aching?
Okay, this was in the beginning of the relationship, guys, but I mean, we don't get to see each other every day because he lives in Lakeland and I live in Wesley Chapel and he works a lot. So, I mean, after like 3 days of not being with him, I really want to see him.
Yeah, that makes sense. That's good. It's good to hunger like that. Beats the hell out of being sick of somebody, that's for sure. Steve on the Twitter machine, my first time in a strip club, I fell in love 14 times when I walked in the door. And Mama Got Soul Photo said, it's totally okay. Ask Robert Haynes, 33. We are happily in love after the big ILY in less than a month.
Ooh.
6 years and 2 kids later. Sometimes you just know, man. You like, I know you've been in love with just a handful of girls.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like you never like met someone and knew immediately there was that attraction. You're like, oh my God, this is the one for me.
As soon as you meet somebody, you go, I want to spend the rest of my life with this person.
Maybe not the rest of your life, but you're like, I could see having a powerful connection with you.
No, I haven't had that at all.
I see.
Yes.
First time you met Phoebe, what was your thought?
Hey, she seems cool. I mean, we were friends for 3 or 4 years. She had strong feelings for me, but I just looked at her like a friend.
Right. 727-579-1025. When you met your fiance, Soul Brother Kevin, how long did it take for you to say I love you?
Man, I don't really remember, but I couldn't see myself being in a committed relationship with the person when we decided to do that if I didn't love her.
Right.
Like, you know, why, you know, turn down all this radio poon if I didn't love her?
That is right, man. That radio poon is hard to turn down. Rory, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. It's okay or it's not okay that Nikki told her boyfriend that she loves him in just 2 months.
Hey, Drew, it's definitely okay. And I think I've changed Seth's mind with two words, Taylor Swift.
Well, I mean, I don't think Seth is in love with Taylor. Well, I don't
think he could be.
Seth, are you in love with Taylor Swift?
I think she's a great person. I don't feel that maybe, I don't think she reciprocates the way that I feel about her, so it would be tough for me to put myself out there and say that I want to spend the rest of my life with her.
Right, that makes sense. But I mean, if you weren't with Phoebe, it might be a different story.
I'm sure it would be, yes. I'm sure Taylor Swift would love to date me.
I'm sure she would.
727-579-1025. Nick on the Twitter machine said, I said it after 2 months, but I still think it's not okay. Blame the Molly. Tom, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, my girlfriend told me after a week it was okay. I think it's okay, but I think it was just the sex and alcohol talking.
It's okay.
But are you still together?
Yeah, 8 years into it, but I'm ready to get out.
Why are you?
I don't know. My liver's killing me.
Oh, so you have to stay drunk to be in love with her?
No.
Okay. No. I was very confused.
It makes no sense.
Very confused. 727-579-1025. Nikki is in a new relationship. 2 months in, she said, I love you. It's okay. It's not okay.
Do you think you should be sober the first time you say that?
That depends. Like,
I don't know.
You should be.
Alcohol brings about the truth.
Right. They say a drunk man's words are a sober man's thoughts.
Yeah.
So maybe you need that little liquid courage to say it for the first time.
I think so.
If you felt it before and you just need the liquor to tell them, that's okay. But if you just fell in love with them when you're drunk, I would recommend not saying it just yet.
Love is an evolving process also.
Oh, look at us getting all deep on people. Ashley, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, how are you?
Very well, thank you. You?
Pretty good today.
I'm glad to hear that. It's okay or it's not okay?
I say it's okay. It's different for everybody.
All right. It's different for everybody. Are you in a current relationship?
I'm married. We just celebrated 2 years. The first month that we were together, we saw each other every day. And we actually stopped ourselves from saying it in the first month and waited in the month two before we would say it.
Now, let me ask you this. Why would you stop yourself from saying it if that's what you were feeling, my dear?
Just to make sure it wasn't just butterflies and a new relationship.
In other words, after
and
sex.
I waited. It worked out, and I waited for him to say it first. I wouldn't say it first.
That makes sense. That's what we guys would prefer. Like, sometimes it'll freak a guy out. Nikki, were you at all worried you were going to freak him out when you said I love you, that he would head for Z Hills?
Oh, for sure. But I kind of knew how he felt. Like, he's very open about his emotions. He's just never said it before.
Never said it to anyone before?
No, to me. Like,
oh, okay.
He hadn't.
So you kind of felt like he loved you, too.
Yeah, I felt like that.
All right. 727-579-1025. It's not okay. It's our first relationship. There's no context, someone said. Heather B., my husband said I love you first after 3 days, proposed on the 7th day. We've been happily married 12 years.
Okay.
Wow.
That is something else. I can't say I recommend that, but if it works for you, it works for you.
Do you know how Phoebe dropped it on me the first time?
No, I don't.
She meant to text her best friend Danielle, and she said, oh, I really think that I love him, but the text went to me, and I felt like she actually sent me that text on purpose, acting like she didn't do it. So I didn't respond to her. She was freaking out. She finally got back to me, and I think probably 3 months later I said it back to her.
So for 3 months?
Yeah.
She had said I love you, and you hadn't responded.
I think I waited a year.
She is an amazing woman, man.
What? I didn't feel like saying it until that point.
What made you finally agree to like feel like saying it?
Maybe I truly loved her at that point.
So the whole time you're just kind of like working on building up that love.
I'm sorry. I'll say it the first time I meet her next time.
Hey, dude, yeah, like your life is your life. But I'm just, you know, for a year to know that she loved you and for you not to say it.
You got to get to know somebody.
All right. Brian, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you, Brian?
I'm good. And you?
Awesome. Thank you. It's okay or it's not okay that Nikki said, I love you after 2 months of dating the dude.
I'm saying it's not okay.
It's not okay.
Why is that?
Well, because for a couple of reasons that seem to have just been all over. One, was she was drunk, too. It kind of bothers me that the guy was jealous of her talking to her friend. Hmm. And three, this is her first relationship. I'm not sure she knows what love is.
Okay, you might not think I know what love is. I know how I felt, and that's what I think love is. So that's all that matters. And who cares that I was drunk? I felt it before I was drunk. I just wasn't comfortable saying it. I've never said it to somebody before. And for the jealousy thing, who cares he was jealous? I don't.
Okay, you don't have to be so defensive about it.
I am. You're telling me it's not okay, so I'm going to defend myself.
Well, you can defend yourself, but you sound really defensive. I don't know. Is he always jealous?
No, it was that one time.
Well, then, yeah, then you should definitely love him.
There's nothing wrong with a little jealousy.
Yeah, man. Like, jealousy shows that we care,
protecting
right?
your territory.
Yeah, making sure she's no other dogs are sniffing around that.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares?
You just want to know what love is.
Can you pretend Drew's your boyfriend and say you love him? I've never heard you actually say I love you before.
I love you.
I'm going to need a little more sincerity, please.
Let's act like you guys are cuddling right now.
Okay.
You're spooning him.
Oh.
I don't spoon him.
I'm Little Spoon.
I don't spoon him.
Well, you're spooning Drew in this relationship.
Oh, okay. Maybe like, I love you, baby.
Thank you.
Baby.
We do a lot of baby. I don't know.
You guys call each other baby a lot?
Yeah. I call them like babes.
It's not okay.
We have, you know.
Who dropped the first babes?
Well, babes, I say babes, but in the beginning of our relationship, he used to call me a lot of different, like...
Pet names,
and it pissed me off, so I would, like, make them off, different things up. He'd, like, say cupcake or something, and I was like, thanks, Rice Krispie Treat. Or pumpkin pie.
Him calling you cupcake is like him calling you, Haas or Home Slice.
I don't know if he said cupcake. I'm just saying, like, different things. He quickly stopped.
Okay.
Kendra on the Twitter machine said the first time he said it, first time I said it to him, he said thank you.
That's not good.
We're still together and he knows better now. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. 2 months into a brand new relationship, is it okay to say I love you? Caitlin, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. Caitlin?
Hi, it's totally okay, and I don't need three points to prove it.
All right.
As long as the other person means it back and they say it back, it's totally okay.
It's a huge leap of faith, isn't it, too? Like, to say it and not know for sure that the other person's going to say it back?
Yeah, you're risking yourself a little bit to hear what they want to say.
That is absolutely correct. Thank you very much. Carrie tweeted, love comes quickly. It takes years to learn to hate them. 727-579-1025. Is it Colin or Colleen?
Colleen,
it's okay or it's not okay to say I love you 2 months in?
I don't think it's okay today. Maybe 30 years ago it was.
Oh, why is it?
Love has changed.
Why is it not okay as opposed to the Reagan administration?
Oh, well, because I've been married for 34 years and things were different. I came from 5. My husband came from 9. We've all been married for 30, 35 years. Today, they just date around, and everyone is hooking up with everybody else.
Yeah, Nikki.
And it's whore. Not quite the same.
Well, people have always been hooking up with everybody else. Back in the 1960s, the era of free love, everybody was hooking up with everybody.
And that's clearly what's not going on here in this situation.
Yeah, Nikki wasn't hooking up with anybody.
From the 1960s, I was thinking more of like the 1980s. I just don't think the values are the same. And back in the day, we got married and we stayed married. And now people get married and the divorce rate is super high and it's just not the same.
Right.
So what do you think Nikki should do to make her relationship last as long as yours? Because that's the goal here for all of us.
You have to find the right guy.
Well, how do you know I haven't found the right guy? I'm not saying like we're getting married or anything, but I know I love him.
I don't know. You haven't found the right guy. But to say that you're in love and you want to spend the rest of your life with somebody and you've been with them for 2 months, I'm still learning new things, and I've only been married 34 years.
I don't think the words I want to spend new things. Hey, Colleen, I don't think the words I want to spend the rest of my life ever came out of my mouth. Mm. I said that I love him and I care about him, and we're planning on moving in together.
Babes.
So I want to know what new things are. But you don't want to spend the rest of your life with him.
I mean, yes, I think it would be great to, like, it would be in the future. It would be awesome if we ended up getting married and spending the rest of our lives together. But we don't, it's not, I'm not going to get married in 2 to 4 months.
But you don't think that's moving too fast. You don't think that's moving too fast.
I didn't say I have a ring on my finger and I'm going to the courthouse to get married.
I love this.
I said it's a thought.
I hear you on that, but to tell somebody that you love them and you're only with them for 2 months?
People get married after a week and they stay together forever.
It's true.
Yeah, but you've been with your husband 34 years, but first you were together for 2 months.
That's true. It all starts somewhere. Colleen, what kind of new things? You said you're learning new things all the time. What kind of new things are you learning, baby doll?
I learn about him every day, you know, like amazing things that, you know, he's super smart and things that come up that way and, you know, intimate things. It doesn't change just because you get older. Does it mean that you don't learn new things about your partner? It's just, you just can't, 2 months, come on. Seriously? That sounds like a high school relationship.
Hey, Colleen, do you have a pet name with you and your husband, like Nikki does with her man, where they call each other Babes and Cupcake and Hoss?
No.
Okay, well, good for you.
Yeah, great for me, honey. Great for me.
You're all just right. Being a judgmental bitch.
I wish you could be me in 34 years. You could be me in 34 years. Whoa. I hope you find somebody like I have and then it lasts this long and it's that great.
Well, I hope
that
I do
for
too.
You, sweetheart.
All right, well,
I hope you do too.
But she sounds like she's one of these people.
I think 2 months in, found somebody who loves you is going to be in the right direction.
Well,
that's my opinion. Doesn't make it right or wrong.
But thank you very much, Colleen. I think there's some kids running through your yard that you have to yell at to get off your lawn. But thank you very much for calling.
Those would be grandbabies. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
She throws her relationship in everybody's face. Totally. I've been 34 years. Yeah. I have grandbabies.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That was some kind of segment.
I'm good at love.
727-579-1025. Great question from Ashley. Do you think there is a difference between loving someone and being in love? Oh, yes there is. For sure.
Is there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You can love someone without being in love with them.
Khloe Kardashian is a perfect example.
She loves Lamar Odom, but she's no longer in love with
him. Still getting banged out by James Harden.
Indeed, and she's in love with that James Harden.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it's personality.
Or the beard.